Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Mishnayos, Masechta Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. The Mishnah describes the process, the procedure of giving Malkus, how it was done, how the person was set up, who did it, and how it was done. Ketzad Malkino, so how did you give Malkus to the individual that was over a lav requiring the punishment of Malkus? Kofis Shtei Yadov Al Ha'amud. They would bind both his hands on a pillar that was stuck into the ground, helich v'helich, on both sides. V'chazan ha'kneses, and the representative, shliach bezdin, as the Bartanur says, it's not a chazan, but a shliach bezdin, ochez be'begadav, he grabs hold of the begadim and pulls it off, because we learn out that from the pasuk where it says v'hikohu, that he is supposed to be hit, not his beged, so therefore the malchus has to be done directly to his flesh without any clothing or garments being a separation. So the chazan then pulls it off. He doesn't have to be careful. If he's able to get it off and it rips to shreds, or if he's able to get it off and he just rips the seams and it comes off, it doesn't have to be medaktek. And then he can begin the lashes. Atru megal eslibo. He has to reveal the person's chest, the person's place where his heart is. Vo even nesuna meachrav. And there's a stone that is placed behind the person receiving the malchus, which we will see. The Mishnah says is where the representative, the chazan hakneses, is the one who he stands over there. Chazan hakneses omed aleha. He stands on this stone. Uritzua shel egel biyadai. And he has a strap of calf hide, made of calf hide, in his hand. We learn out the material should be calf hide because the Torah, right next to the pasuk of Arbam Yakenu, of giving Malkus, gives us the law of Lasachsam Sharbadisho, that you should not put a muzzle on an ox while it's plowing the field. So we learn out that from the connection that we're supposed to use a calf hide for the Malkus. And it describes then that the strap is doubled, and then again doubled. Kful echad is doubled once, l'shnayim, so that it's double. L'shnayim l'arba, and then the two is doubled for four. And ushtei ritzuos, the Bartanur explains that they added, in addition to the strap from the calf hide, they added two thinner ritzuos from a chamor, from a donkey, and it was intertwined. Olus v'yardus ba. The reason why they added the straps of the donkey, Bartanur explains that there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that compares to Klal Yisrael, who did not listen to its master, unlike a donkey or an ox who does listen to its master. Klal Yisrael did not listen to Hashem. So because of the comparison of a shor and a chamor, and it talks about the compared to Klal Yisrael, so therefore we learn out from that pasuk that we use the straps, combination of both the shor and the chamor. That's Mishnah Yud Beis. Mishnah Yud Gimel describes a little more specifics. Yodo tefach, the handle was a tefach, v'rochu tefach, and wide tefach, v'rosho, and the head, in other words, the length of this strap, mages al pi kreso, would reach up to the navel of the person receiving the malchus. So we learn out from here, because every person obviously is a different height, a different measurement. It must be that there was a way to adjust the handle and the strap, the size of the strap, so that it only reached up until the navel, and so it was an adjustable strap. And then the Mishnah says, "Amaka oso shlish milafonov." He received, as we mentioned in previous Mishnahs, he received the 39, or whatever number it is that is divisible by 3, he received it in 3 sets. The first set was shlish melafonov, in the front, on his chest, ushtei yodos melachrov, and then he would get on the shoulders, from the back, 2 sets, 1 on each side. The reason we know there was 1 set in the front and 2 in the back, Bartanur brings down, because it says in the pasuk v'hifiko lefonov kadei rishosai, that he received it lefonov kadei rishosai, and they darshan that rishosai is singular, and therefore he would get only one set in the front and a double set in the back. And the person receiving the malchus is not in a standing position or a sitting position. Elamuta. Rather, he is in an inclined position. Shenemar v'hipilo hashofet. We learn from the pasuk v'hipilo hashofet that the person is in an inclined position. V'hamake, and the one, the chazan beis haknesses, that is doing the hitting, that is giving the malchus, maka biyod achas. He does it with one hand, not with two. And it should be done. It has to be done with all of his strength. We learn out that it has to be a significant makkah. With that, we end Mishnah Yud Gimel, and next we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Dalet.